Now, boys and girls, as I look around this morning, there are probably more boys and girls away from our church today than there are actually in our church today because of camps and holidays and all of those things. So what I want to do today is simply this. I want to tell you to buy up the time well during the summer months to tell other people about Jesus. Do you know when you go on holidays sometimes that you actually meet people you would never meet except that you were on holidays? When I was away recently, I had some great conversations. One with a man who was an atheist. And he just introduced himself to me when he heard what I did. He jumped out of the bus, came up behind me, tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, "I'm an atheist, you know." I said, "I don't believe that." And then we went on and had a great conversation. I was able to witness to two unconverted Jews, a Roman Catholic couple, people that I would never, ever have been able to talk to, but we met them on holiday. Now, many of you boys and girls and grown-ups will be going away on holiday. Some of you will be going to camp. Some of you will be meeting with friends. It's a tremendous opportunity to tell people about the Lord Jesus. There was a little boy on one occasion, and at school he was learning different languages. In fact, he was learning three different languages. He was learning English and French and also German. He came home from school one day and he'd learned a few new phrases and he tried to work them out with his mum. And he said, "You know, Mum, I can now talk German, French and English." "Yes," said his mum, "and there's something else you can talk too." He said, "What's that, Mummy?" She says, "You can talk back." So he had learned a lot of languages, but there were three in particular. But you know, that little boy went off on holidays just like the rest of us. And when he went on holidays, he went to Wales. He met some friends there, and day by day, they would meet early in the morning, they would play all day, and then at night time, they would part and go back to their caravans or back to their flats. But they spent really good times together through the week. And then on Sunday, they all met together in one of the local churches. But there was one little girl who was missing. Every Sunday when they'd played together all week, few weeks passed, and this little girl never, ever came to church. Well, one of the little boys thought he'll have to find out why. So when they were playing the next day, he said to her, "You never come out to church with us on a Sunday." She says, "I go to a different church." He said, "What do you mean you go to a different church?" She said, "I go to a church where they speak only in Welsh. And Welsh is my native language." "Well," said the young boy, "that's fair enough. But did you know that Jesus wasn't a Welshman?" And the little girl said, "Yes, I know that. But," she says, "the fact of the matter is, he still speaks to me in Welsh." And the two of them began to talk, and they realized all the boys and girls around them, it didn't matter who they were or where they went. They needed to hear about the Lord Jesus and they needed to hear from Jesus. I used to sing years ago, it's not probably politically correct now, but you'll forgive me, I'm going to say it anyway. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red or yellow, black or white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the little children of the world. That's why he went to the cross. That's why he died on the cross. And that's why he rose again from the dead. And that's why he has risen again, ascended, and sent us out with this message of good news. You know, just last week I was horrified, but then you get to my age, sometimes this happens. And I was listening to all the feedback and all the talk back about the so-called pop star Michael Jackson. The man was interviewed on the radio. He's the editor of a very popular magazine for youth culture. And when he was interviewed, the man interviewing said to him, "Tell me this, what does this really mean to our world?" He turned around and he said these words. He said, "You know," he said, "Michael Jackson is the most important man who has ever lived, and his death will affect so many." Well, let me nail that on the head immediately. The Lord Jesus Christ is the most important man who has ever lived. And his death has had more of an impact than any other man's, because he has impacted multitudes and millions and changed their very lives. And that's why we ought to go out this summer and use it as an opportunity to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you do that, boys and girls? Will you do that, grown-ups? Because surely the world has a right to hear, as we have heard, whatever the language, of Jesus, who's mighty and well able to save.